No group of small businesses in this country was hit harder by the coronavirus pandemic than those owned by black entrepreneurs. A Stanford analysis of census data shows 40% of all black-owned businesses have closed their doors for good, and many for reasons that existed well before the health crisis. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports on how a few black-owned businesses in Connecticut beat the odds.
John Ye Phillips co-owns The Green Room in New London. Her restaurant is only about a year old and offers comfort food to the city's busy waterfront cultural district. She says the pandemic was almost enough to drown her burgeoning bar, if not for the support from the city's black community and some emergency state assistance.
We just got the hang of it, and then we had to switch it and learn a totally different way of doing it.
She was also able to stay afloat thanks to a loan from the state's minority business revolving loan program. Connecticut Lieutenant Governor Susan Bicewicz visited Phillips last week to see the state dollars in action.
They received twice as many applications as they could honor. So that's something that we're working on right now to refund, because we see a huge need in the minority-owned business and small business community.
Phillips didn't even bother applying for federal assistance like the Paycheck Protection Program. She says PPP loans were unattainable for black business owners like her.
Just being a person of color, you kind of already have that instilled in your head that things are going to be more difficult.
And she may be right. The Center for Responsible Lending found that 95% of black-owned businesses were shut out of PPP loans. Carlton Highsmith says this is a decades-old systemic problem for blacks like himself. Highsmith is the retired founder of Specialized Packaging Group in New Haven, which became one of the largest minority-owned businesses in the U.S. before it merged with Paperworks in 2009.
I was minimized a lot, not taken seriously a lot.
Black owners have historically been denied loans more than any other racial group.
Priority was given by banks to those companies that had existing relationships. And unfortunately, black-owned businesses don't have traditionally the kinds of relationships with banks and financial institutions that would have allowed them to access those funds.
Highsmith says many black owners stake their entire livelihoods as collateral on their businesses. He had to put up his house in the 80s and hoped that he wouldn't lose everything in a pinch. Democratic Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says the federal government needs to do more to put money in the hands of community banks that have better relationships with black owners, though any additional funding is on hold by Senate Republicans.
That's a loss of institutions for the community, a source of jobs and service, and the federal government ought to be doing much more for the small and medium-sized businesses owned by blacks that are succumbing at a much higher rate to this economic crisis.
Fred McKinney is the chair of innovation and entrepreneurship at Quinnipiac University. McKinney says many black owners will disproportionately face significant hurdles reopening their business.
Some of that has to do with just outright discrimination and the history of racism and white supremacy in the country.
And he says that has become clear in the recent Black Lives Matter protests seen around the country. Social media has fueled policy changes to prevent police brutality, but also to support minority businesses.
Black lives matter. Black businesses matter. You know, we want the country to know that we're here, we're involved, we want to be a part of the economic piece of the fabric of this country.
Alisa Bowens Mercado is the founder of Rhythm Brewing Company in New Haven and the first black woman in the state to own a beer company. That puts Bowen Mercado in the minority of the minority. Census data shows black-owned businesses make up 2% of the U.S. marketplace. Being a woman and a minority in her industry, she says she feels like she's one of a kind. All she says she wants is to be taken seriously and work on a level playing field. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
There's more information about financial assistance programs available to minority businesses in Connecticut at WSHU.org.